Mishnah Hey, this Mishnah brings no less than four disputes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel with regards to Yom Tov. Now, strictly speaking, it is not forbidden to sell things on Yom Tov. In those days, many people who had shops, especially shops with food, would sell things on Yom Tov. Of course, there are certain conditions. One cannot make a price on Yom Tov. You can only sell it to people who he anyway knows and generally buy from him. But there are ways to sell. And the way in which many people would sell in the marketplace was that they would have sort of a large cupboard with a door on it, and the door could be taken off. We're discussing a door without a hinge. So the door could be taken off and then converted into a table. You would take out the legs, and they would sell their food and their wares on that table. Now, because the door doesn't have any hinges, and furthermore, the cupboard is not connected to the ground, so taking the door on and off the cupboard is not, strictly speaking, forbidden on Yom Tov. However, Beis Shammai say, Ein Masalkin such reason be Yom Tov. It is forbidden to remove these doors on Yom Tov from the cupboard in which they would keep their wares, because it looks like one is demolishing and building. According to Beis Shammai, Yesh Binyan V'Stira B'Kelim. One does violate the Melochas, the forbidden forms of work, of building or demolishing, even if an item is not connected to the ground. So if, for example, this door would have hinges, then to put it on and off would be forbidden mid Eraisa. Now, in this case, it doesn't have hinges, so mid Eraisa it is not considered to be building or demolishing. Nevertheless, since it appears to be like building or demolishing, Beis Shammai hold that it is forbidden mid Rabbanon to do so. Uvisil Matirin, but Beis Hillel permit it, the reason being that the Rabbanon were lenient in the case of Yom Tov, in order to increase people's enjoyment on Yom Tov. There is a mitzvah mid Eraisa of Simchas Yom Tov, the one should rejoice on Yom Tov, v'samachto b'chagecha. And so in order to allow one to enjoy their Yom Tov and be able to sell things, so it is permitted to take the door off in order to sell the things to people, and that way all the people who buy the food items or the various other items would be able to enjoy their Yom Tov more. But Beis Hillel add that it is permitted af lahachzir, even to return the door back to its place once he has finished selling things. Now here, returning the door is what he does after selling the items. So that is not increasing the Simchas Yom Tov of anybody. So why is that permitted? So the Gemara explains that this comes from a principle known as Hetiru Seifon Mishum Techiloson. The Beis Hillel permit one to do something at the end because of the beginning. Meaning, if it was forbidden to put the door back at the end, then people wouldn't even take it off in the beginning. Because when they finish selling the things, they can't put the door back, so their items might get stolen, and therefore they will be scared to even take the door off in the first place, which means that there will be a lack of Simchas Yom Tov. So in order that people would take the doors off in the beginning, Hetiru Seifa Mishum Techilasan. They permitted even the end because of the beginning, and therefore it is permitted to even put the door back onto the cupboard. The second machlokes between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in this Mishnah concerns a heavy wooden board which is generally designated for use in a grinding machine, and the use for which it is designated is something which is forbidden to do on Yom Tov. Now there are many different types of muktzah, and the category of muktzah which this item comes under is a kli shemalachta le'isur, something which is designated for performing an action which is forbidden on Yom Tov. Now, according to Beis Shammai, it is forbidden to move a kli shemalachta le'isur at all. And so Beis Shammai say, a notlin so eli lekatziv of basar, it is forbidden to take and move this heavy wooden board in order to cut meat on it. Even though, of course, cutting meat is permitted on Yom Tov, nevertheless, this item is muktzah, and according to Beis Shammai, a kli shemalachta le'isur may not be moved even for permitted use. However, Beis Hillel matirin, Beis Hillel permit one to move it for the sake of a permitted use on Yom Tov, since according to Beis Hillel, every kli shemalachta le'isur can be moved if you are doing it for the sake of a permitted use. As well as that, Beis Hillel also permit one to use it for the sake of its space. If, let's say, it's lying in the middle of the floor, and you want to use that space, that's known as the Tzorech Mekoymoi, and in such case, it would also be permitted to move that Kli Shemalachta Le'isur. The term used when talking about using a Kli Shemalachta Le'isur for a permitted use is the Tzorech Gufoi, that the person using it has a use for it, and he is using it for a permitted action, and according to Beis Hillel, that is permitted. Alright, third machlokes, Beis Shammai say, in noisiness or oil if near Darson, it is forbidden to put the hide, the skin of an animal, in front of people who would trample it. So you can't put it, let's say, in the middle of a path where people are walking anyway. You cannot put it there in order that they walk on top of this. The reason being that this looks like one is preparing it to be tanned, which is the process done to animal hides in order to smoothen them. And one of the things done in order to tan hides is to trample on it. So it is forbidden to put it in a place where people will trample on it, since it looks as if you are going to tan the animal totally on Yom Tov, which would certainly be forbidden. V'leyag bienu, it is also forbidden to even lift up the hide of the animal, since it is muktzah. Even if you slaughtered that animal on Yom Tov itself, once the hide has been taken off and you eat the meat of the animal, it is forbidden to move the hide, because one has no use for the hide on Yom Tov. Elohim kein yishmer kezayis basar, unless there is at least the size of an olive of meat attached to the hide, in which case you would be able to move it because of the meat. Uvisil matirim, but Uvisil permit both of these actions, and the reason is similar to the concept of hetiru seifam mishum techilason. Because Uvisil reason that if it would be forbidden to move the hide at all, and to allow people to trample on it, then people would end up not slaughtering animals on Yom Tov at all. Because if the animal hide is just left there for a number of hours, not being trampled, just left there in the open, so it'll start to waste away and decay, and it won't be able to be used. So people will end up not slaughtering at all, and they will have a lack of Simchas Yom Tov, of rejoicing on Yom Tov, and therefore Bais Hillel permit both of these actions. Now the final machlokes of this mission is a very fundamental machlokes. Bais Shammai and Bais Shammai say, "Ein Ritzin is lo Sakotim lo Talulav lo Sefer Torah Rishus HaRabim." It is forbidden to carry out a child, or a lulav, or a Sefer Torah, or any other item which is not food. It is forbidden to carry that into a public domain. Just like on Shabbos, the only thing which is permitted on Yom Tov is something for the sake of food. And since these things are not related to food, it is forbidden to carry them out into a public domain. However, we still matirin, we still permit this, because of an extremely important rule for the entire Masechta. And that is, mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech. If a particular form of work is permitted for the sake of food, so for example, one would be permitted to carry out food into a public domain on Yom Tov, so we don't just say that now it's permitted to carry food out into a public domain. Rather, we say that the Torah now holds that it is permitted to carry into a public domain on Yom Tov. From the fact that we see it as permitted for the sake of food, it is also permitted for anything. And so even carrying non-food items and doing other forms of work which would be permitted for food, they can be done even for other items. Again, mitoch shehutra letzorech, hutra nami shelo letzorech.